Cheryl from the USA asks, when our community as an academic was highly critical of the Israeli government policies and makes some of the Jewish students very uncomfortable with his pro-Palestinian views, what are the Shmiras Haloshin rules about what would be kosher way to go about criticizing Israeli policies and politicians? He is getting older and I think is somewhat vulnerable, so I feel that if I presented him with a true Torah answer, he might do less public slandering of Israel. Many thanks, Cheryl. Okay, basically, I don't know what the Shmiras Haloshin aspect here is when talking about Israeli politics, policies, and politicians. It's more of an idea of a Chilul Hashem, that since people equate Israel with Jews and Jews with Torah, slandering them publicly is a Chilul Hashem, and also it is a puts our enemies, gives them more fuel to fire their anti-Semitism. The basic idea of when one is allowed to say something negative about other people is limited to when there's a toelis, when it will bring a benefit. If we can make a parallel here, even though it's not the same thing, because here I don't know if the laws of Lashon Hara would apply, but here, tell this man that if what he is criticizing will bring to some benefit positive, then perhaps that's fine, but obviously that's not going to be. Israel's not going to change its policies because of his criticism, and all it's going to do is fire the fan of anti-Semitism and slander the Jewish people in the eyes of the nations of the world. There's no toelis, there's no benefit from such speech, and better to keep quiet.